Hello, good
Good evening. How are you doing, Maya?
evening. I missed what you said.
Say again.
I said I missed what you said.
I said good evening and hug Sameach.
Oh, okay. Good evening, hug Sameach. Thank you. Same to you. It's raining here. It has rained all day.
And it's raining here, and it's rained just part of the day. But it's
really
heavy. It's thunderstorms and such. So.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
Good evening, Brandela.
Let us begin. It's been a while since we've had classes. We're on section 10 of the Parashah of Lech Lecha, or 62. And we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Brechu, Ishkin Tebid, Hilu, Erhimu, Ud, Hilu, Ud, Hilu, Erhimu. Le'achya, L'shem Yud He Belav He, Be'yehuda, Shalim, B'shem Chol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananehu. Lech Lecha Amar Rabbi Shimon Mai Tama Tegiluya Kad Ma'a Ve'it Gedei Kudsha Barichu Aleyah di Avraham Patach belech lecha Deha ad haka Lamalel imeya Kudsha barichu Memtet patach Lech lecha ela haka yamaru Dramas tehush b'neya Me'adeha lema'a Shemin ityalid le'yabar. The translation. Of the words get you out, Rabbi Shimon asked, when the Holy One, blessed be He, first revealed Himself to Abraham, why did He start with get you out? Until that time, the Holy One, blessed be He, had not spoken with Abraham. Therefore, why did He start with go for yourself? Because the Hebrew words for go for yourself, which are lech lecha, have a numerical value of 100. By using these words, the Holy One, blessed be He, gave Abraham a hint that he would have a son in his 100th year. My commentary is that the verse is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think it's clear it's written too, but my first thought when they said Lech Lecha having a numerical value of 100, and my thought would have been he would have been blessed with 100 blessings, which shows me I wasn't thinking of 100 in but one, you know, one aspect of thought, and that even the numbers could have 70 different meanings, because
correct,
the Zohar gave us that he would have a son, but he could have also mean that he would have 100 blessings.
100 blessings or a daughter?
Mm-hmm.
But even the statement, the literal translation, gets you out, is another way of understanding the message. It gets you out of where?
Mm-hmm. I used to interpret it as you go. In other words, it was more like a command. Hopefully, let's see if Tony can pick that one up. Okay, that was a telemarketer, so I could just hang it up.
The whole idea of less, in other words, we pronounce it because the Masoretic text says lech lecha. It changes the vowel. If you said just lech lech or lecha lecha, it has a totally different meaning. A lot of those meanings don't make sense to us, but they still have energy meanings.
Mm-hmm. But even if it's a command or a mitzvah, you still have to be willing to do it. You know, you have that free choice. And a lot of times we struggle with things that we, even though we see it, we still struggle with it. But
that's only because if we're hearing from God, we don't have a struggle with the choice. If you have certainty, you're speaking to God. Whatever she says, there's no free choice. It's taken away. Does the President of the United States have free choice? Does a leader of a country have free choice?
Mm-hmm.
Does the leader of a group of people have free choice? Does a leader of a community singing group have free choice? And the answer is no. The leaders do not have free choice. They have to follow what they're receiving on the unconscious level from all of the constituents. That's the whole idea of what does it mean that God hardened Pharaoh's heart? Is God an angry person who's going to punish someone? The answer is no. God brought Pharaoh back to the level where he had free choice because he was under such stress seeing his country destroyed by the plagues. What free choice did he have? So God brought him back to that level where he had free choice. So now God is speaking to Abraham and he says, lech lecha, or lech lech, go, or go for yourself. But there's no free choice for Abraham. He's being told, leave your father's house. Now we have two understandings that have been, the Zohar's revealed. One is lech lecha means go out. Go for yourself means the soul needs to go out to the body in the physical world. And the other, it means transition away from that physical place where you were born. And if we put different vowels to those words, we would have different understandings.
Well, I think I have, you know, a different view, mainly because of those particular verses were very, very meaningful for us, for me especially, in leaving the religion of my fathers, you know, when everybody,
right.
You know, so I mean, I know what I had to go through knowing that we were always obedient to our parents and how much it was going to hurt them. And, and I can remember crying out, you know, okay, you're telling us to go, but... And then I remember I was in my hallway and kind of fussing with God about it, you know. And when I went to cross over in from the hallway into my den, looking down and seeing my foot, I realized that it was my foot that had to step over to get into that next room, and that it was something I was going to have to do. It was up to me to make the choice. But it was hard to walk that walk with, I mean, we both had very loving parents. And, you know, at that time, the world was very different. you know, we were a little community around a little church and all went to the same school, grammar school and high school, you know, I mean, I didn't even know anybody that wasn't Catholic. We were all Catholic from this little community. And so it was hard. It was hard. I likened myself to Abraham, you know, having to leave the land of your fathers. Those words meant a lot to me. But
for centuries, those words have meant a lot to a lot of people.
You know. And then the same thing happened in making, you know, I had the desire to make Aliyah from, oh gosh, I can't tell you how many years ago. And yet when our first application, when we got the call to go, we had evacuated to Arkansas and were in a hotel, you know, for 2 weeks and couldn't come back home because the city was hurt so badly. And, you know, so that looked like, well, you know, maybe you're not hearing the voice. Oh, maybe that's not what you're supposed to do. And for so long, my daughter was so sick, and we couldn't. We couldn't even move to another city like Houston, where there was a community where we could be Shomer Shabbos, that the rabbi would convert us. You know, he wouldn't convert us unless we would move, unless we would become Shomer Shabbos. Well, I was really taking care of her two children. Her husband worked a week on and a week off. She almost died three times. We couldn't leave. So, you know, when you have one stumbling block after another stumbling block after another stumbling block, you really begin to wonder if you are hearing the voice of Hashem and if that promise is, or that verse that's speaking so strongly to you really is what you're supposed to be doing. And how is it going to come about? I mean, it's like even when I heard the call, I'd always been a teacher, you know, from 20 years old. But when I heard the call, when I felt like it was the call to teach Hebrew at and classes at the synagogue, it was 15 years before it actually came about. So, you know, in that 15 years, you're really, you have a lot to ponder. So that's kind of what I meant when I answered you the way that I did. It wasn't just one example. It's lots of examples.
I do appreciate it. And thank you for sharing. The first time I heard the phrase Lech Lecha, within 2 weeks of that, I had a message that I couldn't make Aliyah till every person was presented with the opportunity to learn Kabbalah in the United States and Canada.
Wow.
And that took me 8 years before I presented the plan to the Kabbalah Center, and they didn't take it up. But it was 8 years later that I implemented the plan. And here I am still teaching, still directing, still. But so far I haven't reached everybody yet, so I still can't make Aliyah. And every year, once a year, I ask that question again. Pasuk 63. Aval tachatze kol madi avid kudcha barichu biara kola raza dechach beta ihu begin di Avraham Lahawa Davik Davik Bea Iku Chabrihu Kedain Kidka Sazay Amarlea Lech Lecha Deda Remez Lahahu Atar Devae Lid Kirava Behadea Iku Chabrihu Dehu Darga Kadma'a Le'ala Likud Shabrihu Begin Chach Lech Lecha. The translation. But come and see, all that the Holy One, blessed be He, performs on earth is done according to wisdom. Because Abraham was not yet attached to the Holy One, blessed be He, properly. He said to him, go for yourself. This is a hint for the place, for that place and position that Abraham was expected to reach, and that would bring him closer to the Holy One, blessed be He. This is why it is written, go for yourself. And that is the first grade that Abraham was to attain in coming to the Holy One, blessed be He. My commentary. There is a spiritual law hinted at in this pasuk. Do you know what it is? All spiritual work starts with doing it for a selfish reason. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, my thought was, okay, you get the call, but then time goes by. And I think depending on your relationship with Hashem, it's whether or not you can answer that call immediately or it takes time. And sometimes when you've had experiences and you see the picture and you'll go with it because you know that that's definitely what you're supposed to do. But then other times there's so many physical circumstances, or maybe it's not just you, it involves other people. And so it takes time. So I think maybe that's kind of how Abraham was when it says, I mean, I thought it was kind of strange to call it first grade. In other words, he was in a position in his life where he was still pondering things. And, I mean, I'm thinking of the example of when Sarah was taken. And before that, he told her to say, you know, that you were my sister. So there wasn't, you know, there were times when he didn't know exactly what to do and was acting on, perhaps maybe that was the wrong incentive to have, you know. But I think there's some situations where we see almost immediately, well, this is the way I'm supposed to go. But then there are others that it takes us more time to have the confirmation that we're doing the right thing, mainly because it involves other people. So. And I kind of think that's what they were saying here with Abraham.
Yes.
Because you grow with each decision you make. You know, your certainty grows when you have more experience than when you did step out. My experience has been when I've had, most of the time, I always have two decisions that I can take, two ways I can go. And I never know which one. And I've learned over the years that it doesn't matter which one I choose. If I choose, I've learned from you, you choose the hardest one. So that kind of makes it a little bit easier now, but to make a choice. Maybe not easier to do, but easier to feel that that's the path. But anyway, I find that whichever path you choose, if it wasn't the right one, you're going to come back around eventually, and you're going to see that Hashem blessed you all that time, and yet here you are again with almost the same decision, and now you can see that really that one wasn't the best decision or the right choice. That really the other choice would have been the better, or maybe the one you should have taken, but still Hashem blessed you while you were where you were. But you're going to come back around to face the same or a very similar situation. So it kind of makes you feel a little bit better when you think, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm going to choose this way and see that you still were blessed during that period. I'm thinking of a teaching job that I was offered. I had gone back as a tutor. I had already retired, and I had gone back as a tutor to be able to help my daughter because she was having treatments that were $6,000 a treatment every 6 weeks, and the doctor had reached a point he didn't want to give her any more because their bill was so high. Their insurance paid a certain percent, but it didn't pay the whole percent. Okay, well, a tutor's pay wasn't but like $800 a month. And yet, because of my experience with a master's degree and having taught 25 years and, you know, a demonstration teacher and all those things at the same school I retired from in the same grade, that I was working with the three teachers. Well, one of the teachers decided she was going to take a leave. And so if I would have taken her place, well, then I would have had a full pay for 1 year. And so I chose that to do that. I mean, I would have had to work 3 years or 4 years as a tutor probably to even make, I never actually filled it, you know, figured it out. But anyway, I chose to take her leave. And I as soon as school was out, I rearranged the room the way that I wanted it, even touched up some painting in the room and everything. All I had to do because would be after the janitor would come in and mop and wax, would then be just rearrange everything. I did that as soon as it was out, first 2 weeks. Well, she changed her mind. See, it was the wrong decision, but I when it was over and done, and she had a miserable year that year, and I thought to myself, it wasn't me that made the wrong decision. It was her decision to not do what she, you know, to take the leave like she had done. She didn't bond with the children, but I can see that it was a blessing for me because it would have been super, super hard on me. You know, so it ended up, it was okay, but I did all that work. you know, I guess you could play for nothing. But, so, you know, I think we've all had experiences where we've made choices and we thought it was the best one and it ended up it wasn't. And But I think Kabbalah is helping, because I think when you see that it's the hardest one that you have to choose, that helps you make the right decision. Maybe
it
a
does.
Little less, you
it
know,
does.
hard times with it. But I still say, no matter what you choose, Hashem blesses the work that you did, you know.
Correct.
Because that was the year that I was really seeing that I was to teach, okay? And so that's why I thought I was to take that lead position. And then, lo and behold, that was maybe 2 weeks later that the person that was teaching the Hebrew class called me and said, would I teach? Because he couldn't do 2 classes. So would I take one of the other classes? And in my sort of frustration of having done the work in that regular classroom preparing for a school year, you know, I call it fussing with Hashem, wrestling with Hashem. And lo and behold, it was really the class. It was the wrong class. It was the Hebrew class I was going to be given, not this public school second grade class. So life is interesting, and you've got to go, I know.
You do. So 7 o'clock class, West Coast time, 7 o'clock tonight is questions and answers. So hopefully
okay.
We'll have some.
Okay.
Speak to you soon.
All right. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Ah.